All right, Pastor Clark, we've already started to record the call. Let me turn it over to you now, sir.
Hey, God bless everyone in the church tonight. I hope that everyone is having a great, great day and afternoon. I really enjoyed our service today and very, very much enjoyed all of the letters that were read, and it was enjoyable to watch the expression on many of our dad's faces as they begin to connect that it was written to them. Some of them connected, some didn't. They were surprised, but it was so, so good. And then I hope that everyone has had a great, great afternoon with your families. And we came home. The weather's great. We all gathered together at the house. We ate in the backyard, and then right now, a bunch of people are in the pool and just having a good time. So God bless you so much. I wanted to mention to you, church, a couple of things that I have been thinking about. When I went through the phone list to talk about and think about today being Father's Day, I noticed how many of our people and young people and children do not have a dad in their life. And after hearing my wife's devotion on how much her dad meant to her, and I think she used the phrase that she felt protected with her dad and she felt safe with him, it caused me to really begin to think about how many do not have that in their life. And I want to talk to you about how that God wants to be your father, those of you that don't have a dad, and how that there are men in the church here that wants to fill that area. The church is powerful, and God meant for it to be a community of strength that was going to inspire and give us all stability. And many times I've had people through the years mention that they were closer to the church and the church family than they were their own families. So let me refer to a couple of verses. One is in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and the reference goes along this line. Paul says that as far as the church was concerned, he said that you have 10,000 instructors, but not many fathers. He says, I have begotten you. I am the one that preached to you the gospel, and you were born again under my ministry. No one is going to have a parental feeling about you like I have. And what a difference. Think about this. A lot of people are able to teach, give counsel, give advice, teach Bible studies, and a lot of other very instructional information that's going to be a help to someone. But a teacher is different than a father. A father is completely different in the fact that the father image in your life really, really loves you and cares for you. And it's the difference of a parent that is your parent and someone who is just a friend or a relative to you. And so I want to say that God has laid out a plan whereby that can take place within the church. But we need everybody to work together. First of all, God wants to be our Father. We are taught in the Lord's Prayer to address Him as our Father, which art in heaven. And we are to recognize that He wants to be a Father to us. He wants us to feel good about that we are His sons and daughters, and we can look to Him as our Father. But you've got to open up to this. And if you shut it off because you've been so hurt and wounded by things that's happened in your life, that's going to affect you and hinder you. So open up to God. He knows how to be close to you and minister to you in a very, very strong way. The other thing is, let's not give up because you don't have a dad in your life, but let's open up and ask God to let someone also step into your life who will take you under their wing and minister to you and be a great help to you. And then another verse is found, I believe it's in Galatians 4:19, where Paul begins to talk about how that he had, with the Galatian church, he had to travail in birth again until Christ was formed in them. And he's talking about how that he would pray and travail for them until he could feel that they were deeply, deeply established. So we've all got a part to play. You may be a dad, and you may have a good relationship with your children. You may be children or young people in the church that you have a dad, and you need to be thankful for that, that you have an earthly father. But what do you say we all begin to open up and let there be comments be made by many of our, people that are without a father, and that they would be able to say, my church is close. My church is ministering to me. God, I've got a relationship with God that I've never had before. Let there be an attitude that people would say, we've got good people within our church that are strong and that are powerful and that have connected with me in my life and been a great, great strength unto me. I think of a Louis L'Amour story that I heard years ago. And if some of you've ever heard Louis L'Amour or read about it, we listened to many cassette tapes through the years. But it was a story of Rock Bannon. And it was a man that his folks, I think, were killed. And this outlaw, who was in charge of an outlaw gang, took him to raise him, and he treated him like his own son. And he was there with him. He taught him how to hunt, how to fish, how to track, how to do things in life, make things, start fires in the woods, cook, and all of that. And the day came that there was a shootout. And this man that had raised Rock Bannon, who was the head of this outlaw gang, was laying on his bed wounded, and it was a serious wound, and they did not know if he was going to live or die. And Rock Bannon begins to tell people that were connected with that. He said, that old man that's in there, and he said it respectfully, is more than a father to me. He has been a counselor, a guide. He's been an advisor to me. He's taught me how to live. He's taught me how to deal with life. And he said, if he dies, I don't know what I'm going to do. And so there's an example right there that a connection can be made that is so strong and powerful that even though it's not an earthly father, Rock Bannon felt that same kind of adoring admiration and affection for someone because they had stepped into his life and been a father unto me. That's what we need within our church. We need you men and individuals that can be a help in this area. I think of someone who was in the church here several years ago that came from a broken home. He made this statement. He said, the men in the church here taught me. He said, they taught me how to work. They taught me not to be lazy. They taught me to grow up. They taught me how to handle money. They taught me how to live life. And he had great debt that he owed to many of the men in our church. We've got a lot of men that are available, and but let's go both ways. Brethren, those of you that are men in the church, even if you have your own kids, let's be opened up to help others. I don't know of anything greater than to take someone in, and even if it's to visit and spend time with them, and allow them to be a part of your family with your kids, and to open up. And by doing this, you're doing a great and a noble work. So our God, he is so great. He wants to be our mother, our father, our sister, and our brother. He wants us, he's not ashamed for us to call him our God. He loves us. He's more than a father. And you know, I don't know of anything that in an unusual way endears someone to someone else more than just simply loving them. And I know you take a risk when you correct someone, but when you correct someone and love them and show them things, it endears them to you even more. So let's open up, brethren, on this Father's Day, and let's make up our mind that there's not going to be one young person or individual in our church that does not have a dad in their life, that we're going to pray and make up our mind that we'll do our part to fill that void and give a connection of, and strength of a father to many, many of our young people. And so God bless you tonight. I have enjoyed being with you on this devotion, and let's look forward to a great week, and God bless you in Jesus' name. Brother Vic.
Thank you, Pastor Clark, and thank you once again for that great reminder that when we become part of the church, we are part of the family of God, and we all now have the same Father, and His name is Jesus. Church, why don't we go ahead and thank God right now for this great day, this Father's Day, and everything that's been shared and talked about, and for that acknowledgement and understanding that we have a Father that we can go to whenever we have a need. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for this great day, Lord God, this Father's Day, Lord, and you are our Father, and we are a family, Lord God. And we are going to continue to work together, Lord Jesus, under the authority of our pastor, Lord Jesus. And we want to make sure that we have your blessing as our Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask and pray. And church, with that said, we want to remind everybody to join us on our conference call tomorrow morning, where we will be hearing from Sister Jeannie Thaler at 10:15 a.m. in the morning. And with that said, have a great remainder of this Father's Day. Praise God. Amen.